Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. Mold. It's an unsightly, unpleasant, and often harmful nuisance that you probably don't want in your home. But for some Missouri renters with this unwelcome house guest, they found themselves having issues getting help from their landlords. Missouri Business Alert's Heidi Lee reports on how the lack of standard mold regulations in the state is affecting these tenants.
There was a rain, and the rain came in the patio door. It flooded the kitchen.
When it rains, sometimes it pours. At least that's what happened soon after a storm in May 2014, when Callie Johnson's family saw mold appear on walls, ceiling panels, and doorways in their Columbia apartment. It didn't help either when water from the air conditioner in the apartment above began seeping down to their dwelling. Soon after, Johnson's children started to react to the mold. Her 9-year-old son's asthma worsened, and her 2-year-old son began showing signs of the condition. After countless doctor's visits for nagging colds and coughs, her home was inspected and deemed unlivable due to the mold. She says her landlord, Darren Patterson, didn't properly clear up the problem after she reported it.
I mean, it's hard for a mother to see her kids with these conditions that was caused by an apartment that you're paying your money for and the landlord is basically not giving a care about the property.
In protest, Johnson and her husband, Clyde Benson, stopped paying rent in August 2014 and took legal action. Patterson says the couple disconnected the dehumidifiers and air movers placed to stop the mold growth. He sued, and the family ended up being evicted. Johnson's story isn't all that unique. A report from the Columbia Office of Neighborhood Services states that as of mid-October 2014, the city had received 73 tenant complaints about landlords who had failed to solve mold issues. Missouri landlords have to make an implied warranty of habitability with each lease, which means the landlord has to promise to keep a rental property up to living condition. However, what that warranty covers is not fixed from place to place, says Joe Hills, a managing attorney with the Legal Services of Southern Missouri.
Some places the codes are very strict and very clear and very explicit, and they are followed very closely. And other places the codes are looser, even almost non-existent.
There are currently no clear-cut standards for mold levels set in place by state or federal laws, according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. In 2012, a Missouri House Bill 1479 intended to make landlords tell tenants about existing mold in rental properties failed. When tenants like Johnson find mold in their homes and refuse to pay rent as a result, Hill says it can put them at risk of getting evicted or receiving bad references from their current landlords when trying to relocate.
My experience has been, at least with my tenants, that tenants will put up with an awful lot of bad conditions before they comply, at least with the people I serve.
Hill says tenants experiencing issues can sometimes pay rent to the court instead of to the landlord during the time until the issues are resolved. However, mold issues can reappear if landlords do not solve the root of the problem, such as water leaks or moisture in homes. To learn more about the effects of mold and how some Missouri communities are trying to help renters deal with the issue, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.